Good morning, brothers and sisters. And thank you for all being here, making the trip out to Tuje on this special solemnity of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, and also the occasion of the clothing with the habit, the tunic, for our brothers Gabriel, Alex and David. So welcome to all the family members and friends who are here as well. We heard in the first reading today the tragedy of the fall, the effects of the fall, Adam and Eve, no longer clothed with God's grace, and the blame game begins way back in paradise, in the Garden of Eden. The first step to really accepting the mercy of our Lord is to acknowledge our own sins, to acknowledge that we need His redemption. And from the moment of sin, our Lord promised a Redeemer, saying that there would be one to crush the head of the serpent. There will be enmity between the woman and the devil, and between the offspring of the devil and the offspring of Our Lady. Eve was first known as the mother of all who live, but then through sin became the mother of those who do not live, who do not have God's life in their soul. And one of the most beautiful titles for our Blessed Mother is in fact the new Eve, because she, through her consent to God's will, through her cooperation with the plan of salvation, became what Eve should have been, the one to transmit divine life to us, the life of the soul. We all have our natural lives, the life of body, the life of soul, but the supernatural life is God's own life dwelling within the soul, the greatest gift that we could imagine. This gift, in fact, is what makes us His children. We become like Christ through His grace. Our Lord Jesus is God's Son by nature, and we are called to be God's sons and daughters by grace, the gift of grace. So Our Lady undid what Eve and what Adam did in the garden. They said no to God, Our Lady says yes. And this is the glory of her being, her Immaculate Conception. Our Lady was conceived without original sin. All the rest of us were conceived with sin. We were all descendants of Adam and Eve, but our Blessed Mother was given that great privilege to be the only creature in the history of the world, in the universe, who was always at peace with God, who was always pleasing and most perfect in God's eyes. Immaculate means without stain. Of course, this is one way of looking at Our Lady, as without sin. The other way is to look at her in the positive aspect, although certainly being without sin is a positive. But in terms of definition, we say Our Lady is full of grace, full of God's grace. As the angel greeted her, as we heard in today's gospel, this wonderful greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," which is our joy to repeat to her in the Holy Rosary, in the Hail Mary. Our Lady is the example, she is the model, and she is the one to whom you must look when following Christ. To be a disciple of Christ means we have to be full of grace. We have to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. We have to imitate our Blessed Mother in always doing God's holy will, in fidelity to the commandments, fidelity to our vocation, and always seeking to please the Lord in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, just as Our Lady did. Mary proclaimed to the angel, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am God's servant. I am God's slave. Let what you have said be done to me. This is the secret, if you like, of holiness, to always have this attitude, this openness to God's will. I am God's servant. I'm not my own master. I am a follower of Christ. Let what the Lord asks be done in my life. This is easier, of course, said than done. It is so hard at times to follow our Lord. Temptations from the world, the flesh, the devil, our own reluctance, our own pride, our own selfishness, our own ingratitude. But we have this glorious figure to look to, our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception. She'll inspire us, she'll comfort us, she intercedes for us. She wants us to be like her. And the secret, of course, to our happiness in this life, to our joy in living, is to serve God with all our heart, soul, and mind, like Our Lady. Today, of course, on this great solemnity celebrated throughout the world, we have our brothers Gabriel, Alex, and David, who will receive the tunic and the rosary and the medal as postulants in the order. And one of the prayers that we'll pray as they go with the tunic is, may the Lord clothe you with the seraphic tunic and make you a new man, created according to God in justice and holiness. This is the Christian vocation, to become a new person in Christ. But they will receive the habit, which will at least externally make them new. They will look very different from now on. And they'll have the joy of receiving the acknowledgement by faithful Christians, talking and greeting them, and also the negative aspect of the flying insults that come one's way when walking down the street, or the curious questions at the petrol stations. Are you going to a fancy dress party, or other things like that? The habit, as they say, does not make the monk, because it's an interior thing that needs to change. The heart, the heart needs changing. But the habit is a great help in becoming aware that we are in fact called to holiness. So as they wear the habit, they will be conscious of their call to follow our Lord, and with the special vocation to seek to know God's will with greater knowledge of becoming a Franciscan, following in the footsteps of our Holy Father, Saint Francis. It is a great privilege and a great honour to wear the habit. It is not granted to all, but with the privilege, of course, comes great responsibility. There is a greater obligation to give good example, to avoid scandal. There is the obligation to try to live up to what the habit signifies. Now, it's being clothed anew with God's grace, as Our Lady was clothed, as each of us are clothed at baptism, as we are reclothed in confession. We're meant to be a new creation. We're meant to be a light to the nations, salt to the earth, making a difference by a good life, a life of holiness. So today I exhort you all to pray for our brothers, that they would persevere, that they would be safe as they navigate wearing this new tunic, and do not fall or climb ladders in the wrong way. So there's quite a bit of adjustment involved in putting on the habit. But most importantly, apart from the externals, it is prayers required for the interior life, a fidelity to the vocation, a fidelity to prayer, making the most opportunities to give Christian witness. And this is what is needed in our world. The world is in need of Christians. The world is in need of that good example. May we all renew our commitment to follow the Lord this day, on this feast of the Immaculate Conception, who I'm sure we all here love Our Lady very much. But the true meaning of devotion is imitation of the virtues of Our Lady, to imitate our Blessed Mother. To imitate, we need grace, and that is why we must be consecrated to her, we must be faithful to the Rosary, to the commandments of God. So it's a moment for each of us to start again in this feast of the Immaculate Conception, in this holy season of Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now I ask the brothers to come forward and kneel at the foot of the sanctuary.
Sanctity, you call people to follow Christ. We bless and praise you as we offer our petitions for your servants who receive these tunics to be worn, that they may be identified by others as solely dedicated to you. Grant, we pray, Lord, that as they wear them, they may rejoice in professing their discipleship to Christ. And by being fervently committed to your love, they may glory in serving your church and show themselves in this world as a clear sign of heavenly realities. Through Christ our Lord, together with the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord clothe you with the seraphic tunic and make you a new man, created according to God in justice and in holiness. Amen. May the Lord clothe you with the seraphic tunic and make you a new man, created according to God, in justice and in holiness. Amen. May the Lord clothe you with the seraphic tunic and make you a new man, created according to God in justice and in holiness. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful Father, hear our prayer. Through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother and Queen of our Order, and of our Blessed Father, St. Francis, and all the saints, pour forth your Holy Spirit upon these brothers, so that they may persevere in their holy vocation. Through Christ our Lord. Congratulations.
I'm ready.